Since the city mayor said that the state of the city was good, I feel I have to up that. The state of the borough is pretty good. It's actually darn pretty good. It's peachy keen. Doesn't mean it's perfect, but we're doing okay.
That's Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer. He worked for many years as the executive director of Historic Ketchikan, so it wasn't a surprise when he offered some historical perspective to his State of the Borough presentation. He recalled when Ketchikan Pulp Company shut down, the community lost many year-round jobs, and quite a few people moved away.
And at that time, the state of Alaska predicted that we were basically, if not going to dry up and blow away in the future, we were going to lose significant population, that the borough was just going to crater. You know, at one point, they were saying by the year 2020, there might be 10,000 people left here, or 8,000, or 7,000.
That didn't happen, though. The population rebounded and now is back where it was in 2000. And that economic disaster that rocked the country in 2008, well, it did lead to a drop in cruise passengers for a few years, but those numbers also rebounded to where they were before the recession.
These are good things. You know, the community is clearly not dying. It's not blowing away. We're not going anywhere. We've been here for 125 years, and we're stubborn, and we're just not going anywhere.
That said, there are some issues the community will face as it moves forward. One big one is that the population is aging as more and more seniors choose to stay. Seniors are exempt from some taxes, and Kiefer says that means over time, more and more people will not pay into the local revenue stream. There's no clear solution, but it's something to think about. Kiefer reviewed some of the borough's responsibilities, and the biggest one is school funding. All borough property taxes and a chunk of sales taxes go toward local education. The borough also runs the state-owned airport, planning and zoning, economic development, assessment, parks and recreation, animal control, and public transportation. Kiefer says Ketchikan's transit system is the third busiest in the state.
And this is interesting because if you go back 6-7 years, we were talking about getting rid of our transit system. It was expensive, it was costing us lots of money, it was just not working. And rather than do that, we hired some pretty good staff and we sort of put our nose to the grindstone. And the borough has created a transit system now that you can really be proud of.
Following Kiefer's presentation, some audience members had questions. One asked about consolidating the borough and city governments and whether there was a current effort underway to try and make that happen.
Do I know of anyone right now who's working on consolidation? No. Do I still think people should? Yes. Obviously, we've had 4 elections. Was it 5? 5, okay, 5 elections, good. Time flies when you're having fun. We've had 5 different attempts at it, and several other attempts that didn't even reach the level of that. It's never been successful.
Kiefer says the trick is to convince the majority of voters that what they will get with consolidation is better than what they'd be giving up. He doubts that either government will make a new attempt, though, so it will have to be a grassroots effort. Linda Kunz Auger then spoke up from the audience and announced that she's collecting names for a list of people interested in consolidation. Another audience discussion focused on improving access to Ketchikan's airport. While the State Department of Transportation continues working on the long-awaited Gravina Access Plan, local residents and visitors continue to use the two-ferry system that's been in place for many years. One audience member suggested a baggage check-in and pickup building on the town side of the ferry system. That way, passengers at least don't have to lug bags onto the ferry. Kiefer says there was an attempt to make that happen years ago, but Alaska Airlines nixed the idea. Despite that, he says it makes sense.
If anyone's ever flown in the airport in Prince Rupert, that's what you do. You basically go into a building and take all your stuff, and they put you on a bus, and they drive you to the airport, and put you on the ferry. It doesn't kill them, but of course they're Canadians, so.
Kiefer was elected as Ketchikan's borough mayor in 2008 and was re-elected in 2011. His current term ends this fall, and because of term limits, he will not be able to run again. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.